I got a question for you.
This has been, I don't know, certain members of my family. Like, I just have a question for the audience. Maybe you could put, I won't even try to contaminate your ideas. The front appendages on a dog, are they arms or are they legs?
Seconds pass.
Time. You're gonna do a standoff again?
Standoff. Who talks first?
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Space Tomatoes Podcast with your hosts, Havoc and...
I'm LX. Hello. Welcome.
There's that guy. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. Not too bad.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a lovely Wednesday afternoon right now.
It's beautiful out today.
It's cold. It's very cold.
Yeah, it's almost 70 here.
You suck.
I've got all the windows open. It's like 68. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. Did you guys still have bugs?
I don't see any bugs.
We have no bugs right now.
Yeah, no, the plants are doing great. They're not getting eaten by all the bugs. Normally, they're getting all eaten. Well, I mean, a couple of things, but we had some rain come through yesterday, which is the first time in a while.
Yeah.
It was pretty windy, so like all our broccoli plants got blown over a little bit, so we're kind of trying to stand them up. Just got done doing that.
Eeks. Poor broccoli.
They're okay, though.
Yeah, they're pretty hardy plants.
Got a little tiny one on one. They're already starting.
Oh, nice. Mm. Yeah, our little broccoli plants are about this tall. They are.
Yeah, no, ours are like, a foot and a half tall. They're pretty big.
Yeah, we waited too long. We should have had them in the ground about 3-4 weeks earlier than we did. So our broccoli and our bok choy and our carrots and our radishes and all that stuff's about yay high. And if it makes it, we'll get early crop in spring. But at this point, we're not getting anything for winter out of that.
So that stinks.
It's all right. Garlic's doing well, and, you know, gardening's one of those things, right?
It is one of those things.
It is. Like, this is going to be perfect. We're going to have X amount of broccoli and blah, blah, blah. And next thing you know, it's all gone because of some freaking cabbage worm. And you're like, dude. So it's gardening, right?
Yeah.
You know, there are successes, there are losses, and there are absolute heartbreaks.
It's definitely one of those things you don't count your chickens before they hatch type of deals.
Absolutely. With gardening, for sure. Absolutely. Yep.
Because you'll be disappointed for sure.
You might be. You know, and then there comes the year and you're like, oh man, you know, the tomatoes, we, you know, got wrecked by the stupid horned worms and, you know, blah, 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 blah. So next year, you know, we're going to fix this. And so next year you plant like I do. You plant like 80 tomato plants and all of them do excellent. And you're like, what do I do with this?
Drowning in tomatoes.
Yeah. So it's just one of those things, you know, it's a passion. It's a labor of love, right? But it's definitely, you know, there are times that it is a big crapshoot. Let me preface this. This is especially true if you are not growing, in modern methods, right? In other words, no pesticides, no chemical fertilizers, no chemical, you know, fungicides, no chemicals. Just nothing but if it came from the earth without being modified in a chemical plant first, then it can go on the garden. Otherwise, no. So,
yeah.
And when you do that, that makes gardening a little more challenging. But the benefit is I can walk out there, grab a head of broccoli off my plant and start chewing on it on the way back home while we're collecting other stuff.
You may want to hose the bird poop off, but I mean, that's your
choice.
I
don't even care. I don't. I do it all the time. I just eat stuff straight out of the field. Just wipe it off a little bit. Yeah, whatever. It's good for your immune system. Maybe.
Sure it is.
You have died of dysentery.
We're getting, I think they're sugar snap peas. We're getting them things hand over fist. Like, she just wanted to try those to see how they do, and they're doing great.
Yeah, I should have planted some of those as well, because they probably would have been, maybe. I don't know. It's hard to say. We were too late. Nothing really grows. At this time of year, nothing really grows. And we hit winter way earlier than normal. For us, real winter comes in late December, early January type time frame and goes through February, right? We don't have harsh, harsh winters. This year, November, early November, we got our first snowfall. And I'm like, snow is January, not November, you know? It just went
That was crazy. Interesting.
Yeah, it was. I was pretty.
I wish we could have been there for that. My wife would have really enjoyed that, even if it was just a slight little dusting of snow.
Yeah, and that's the thing with here, right? Is that's what we get. It's an exceedingly rare thing to get snow that really is impactful to your life. Now, I say that, but then let me take that back. All snow here is impactful to your life because we don't have snow equipment or any of that kind of, you know, nonsense to clear the roads and keep them good. We don't get enough of it to warrant the cost that would be needed to, you know, not only purchase, but maintain and, you know, keep in storage all of this equipment and stuff for the once every 20 years when a real snowstorm comes in, you know, and we get, and I say real, and we get 6 inches of snow, 8 inches, you know. So
I mean, but with that, you don't also get your vehicles ruined by the stuff that they put on the roads to melt the snow. That very stuff's pretty true. Nasty.
And we just don't have any reason or need to have any kind of snow removal equipment. Everything's shut down. So enjoy the snow day, man. Go build a snowman, sit inside, start, you know, put light your fireplace or whatever, and, you know, just cozy up and enjoy the snow. You know what I mean? So
yeah, yeah, we don't get too many snow days here in Florida.
Yeah. No, I imagine. I bet it snowed up near you guys at some point in history, though.
I've seen it once.
Really?
When I was a little kid. Yeah. I was probably 8 years old. I mean, probably the same amount that you saw. There's a slight little dusting in the air, you know. Not enough to really make anything on the ground, but it happened.
Growing up, I lived in Palm Springs, California, which is a desert. And I remember waking up, my father woke me up, and he opened the curtains. I had a sliding glass door, just a thing in the desert. People have sliding glass doors off their bedroom to the backyard. But opened up the curtains, and there was snow all over the ground and snow coming down. And I remember thinking to myself, there's got to be someone up there on the roof, like, you know, shaking snowflakes down.
The side. Yeah, yeah,
exactly. But no, it was actual snow. And for like a week, it stuck on the ground. I had a snowman that lasted almost 2 weeks. All the snow was gone, but that's a big pile of snow, so it stayed for a while. Yeah, so I built a snowman in the desert.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, dude. That's a pretty cool deal. It was weird, but cool. Yeah.
I barely remember making a snowman. And we came from Massachusetts. That's where I was born.
Yeah.
So they got plenty of snow up there.
And no snowmen, huh?
Yeah, that once. I remember building one once.
Yeah, I'm going to build one. If we get any appreciable amount of snow, I'm building a snowman. Yeah. Road apples for the eyes. You know what a road apple is?
No.
Oh, okay.
What is that? Horse crap? Is that what that is?
It is horse crap. They call them road apples.
Nice. Take a nice bite out of one of them apples.
No thanks.
How do you like them apples, huh?
No, thanks. Although, in theory, it's probably fine, you know?
It's just like probably grass, right?
It is, yeah. It's basically just a bunch of, you know, mostly digested grass.
Yeah. No, no thanks.
Yeah, I'm with you. No thanks, but in theory,
it's probably I'll take a regular fine. Apple.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I'll take a regular apple. Yeah, I'll take a regular
not
apple.
Not one of those Bill Gates coated ones, just a regular one.
Right, I'll take a regular apple with a worm in it before I eat a road apple. Yeah, not appealing to me. But hey, you know, everybody's got their own thing.
You could probably make a TikTok video of that and probably get a bunch of views.
Yep, no thanks.
Mm.
I'm not in it for the views, man.
Mm.
Maybe
one of our friends that went viral on TikTok.
Right?
Pretty neat.
That is really cool. Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
What is it? Punk awesome. The Pan on TikTok. Or is that on YouTube? Or maybe it's on both. I don't know. I'm giving you a shout out, and I don't even know what your channel is on TikTok.
So, don't even know.
But
I don't have TikTok.
But. Yeah. I'll see if I can link the video in the description as well. We'll see if we can get her, you know, two or three extra people that watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was up to almost 200,000 views. That's crazy.
Oh, like, was it?
In like 2 days, yeah.
Last I saw was 45K. That's still
pretty big. It was 175,000 this morning.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. Good job, Ghosty.
Mm.
Very cool. Very cool.
She's pretty good at the playing the steel pan drum.
Oh yeah, she's very. I mean,
that helps too when you have talent.
I was just
probably helps.
She's very musically talented, no question.
Mm. Yeah.
So yeah, and chaos is all good now.
Oh, excellent!
Yeah. So my
the staples removed.
I removed the staples yesterday.
Mm. Didn't do it. Somebody did it, right?
No, I did.
Oh, you did it.
Yeah, so you know her, right? She's not exactly the most people-friendly dog in the world.
What are you talking about?
Well, once you know her, she's sweetheart. She loves you.
You couldn't keep her off my lap.
Once you know her. But think about the first time you saw her get introduced to a couple of different people, and she was I'm not having this right now. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we you know, went in and told the vet, you know, because they were like, we have to sedate her and do all that.
Oh, yeah, no.
To take the staples out. And I'm like, I'll do it. And they're like, well, if she'll let you. And I'm like, I think she'll probably be fine, but we'll see. If she doesn't let me, then we'll have you guys do it. So we went in there, and they had the little staple removal tweezers, right? It's basically, it looks like little miniature nail clippers or something, like scissors, nail scissors. But on the end, it's got two little hooks on the bottom that are like this, right? It's got a point and then another point. And then the top has one that goes like this and scissors in between the two. So it goes like this, right?
Okay.
And you hook these two hooks under the staple and then you just close the scissors. And what that does is put pressure on it, and it basically takes it from being like this where it's closed, and it crimps that top, which causes these two ends to bend up like this. And so then it's like an M almost, right? So you just, every once in a while, one won't quite go, and you just kind of finagle it out. So she did all of that. And then afterwards they came in and they're like, oh, we were watching you on camera. And I'm like, what? You should have told me that first. Feeling a little weird about being watched. They're like, no, you did really well. They did it just primarily just in case there was any kind of aggression or anything, they could, you know, come assist. I'm like,
don't worry. We didn't even see you scratch your butt or pick your nose or any of that thing.
None of that
stuff.
None of that happened. But, So we got them all out, and then I'm like, they were little tiny staples too, compared to like,
really?
Yeah, I've had them in my arm and in my head before, and they're big fat staples, right? Mm. And these things were micro staples, so took a while having to go down the line because, you know, the scars, you know, from her front leg all the way down under her back leg, you know, because she had a full line mastectomy. So all of her mammary glands and breasts were removed on one side. But anyway, so we did that. It worked out really well. She was a super good puppy. My wife just had her head in her lap and just petted her, and I kind of rolled her over and pulled the staples, and she was fine. And then came back. Doc said, everything looks good. You're good. She's good. You can actually go upstairs now, but no roughhousing for maybe another week.
That's all right.
Yay.
Yeah. Nice.
So that's all good. And then they got the histology report as well, and everything was benign. So
yes,
that,
nice.
Yeah.
That's big news.
My day yesterday morning, it was just like, yeah, went from like, you know, this very, very stressed and concerned and worried parent to a very overjoyed and ecstatic parent, you know? So
that's a huge weight lifted.
It is. It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now we have two more little teeny masses that we need to get off of her. And man, I don't know if we're going to, we'll probably just do those two as opposed to the full line. And depending on, that's what the surgeon seems to think will be appropriate in this case. So,
okay.
Don't know.
Should be a little bit easier next time.
Yeah, I don't know when we're going to do that, but we'll schedule it soon. We were going to do it on the 23rd of December, but the surgeon's going to be gone. So, yeah. They said, oh, what about the 9th? I'm like, eh, it's too soon. Like, I'd like to.
Oh, the 9th of this month?
Yeah. She,
oh, okay.
You know, we will literally be getting back from our little trip then, so.
Yeah.
And it's too soon. She won't be fully healed and ready to roughhouse until next week. And so I'd rather give her some time to run around and play, and, you know, we kind of want to take her on a car ride and go somewhere fun with her so she doesn't associate car rides with, you know, no fun. Like, nah, fun.
I don't know. I think they kind of know. They everyone I've ever had have really enjoyed car rides. So.
Oh, this one does. No exception.
Going right? to the vet or not. They didn't really care. They just, yeah. All right, I'll go wherever you want to go.
Yeah, I mean, I've never, dude. Oh, the first 2 days after was tough. It was really tough. I mean, she would go and lay down, and then she would go to get up. And, she would open her mouth like she was going to scream, right? Like, really loud. And would just make this kind of a thing. And it you could tell. Like, if you've ever been in so much pain, you go to yell out or whatever in pain, and you're in so much pain you can't get your vocal cords to actually do it, and it just kind of goes that.
Yeah.
And dude, that right there, that's a tough one. That's tough to take. It's really tough to take. So, but she's good. She's doing well. She's super happy. She's good. She's in good shape. So
she's back upstairs sleeping in you guys' bedroom and all that?
Last night was the first night. Yeah.
Okay.
Which was nice because I've been camping in the living room with her because I wasn't going to leave her down here by herself, you know?
No, of course not.
So I've been camping out in the living room on one of these blow-up mattresses for 11 nights. So, yeah.
I mean, it's been almost, what, 2 weeks you doing that? So, yeah. I'm sure it's taking its toll on your body.
It was, yeah, it certainly was. My neck and my, you know, my mid-back were kind of like, hey. And, yeah, so, but it was, you know, it was better than the first night. I just had one of these little super lightweight camping sleeping pad mats and a yoga mat under that. And while that was helpful, no, I'm too old for that.
So going back to your bed last night, did you find it like perfect, or did you have to get used to it again? Did you sleep like a baby?
Dude, I fell out immediately and woke up this morning, like, and felt great. Yeah. So no getting back used to it. Like, I'm good. This is where I was meant to be.
I know when we stay away, you know, like, even if it's a decent bed, there's nothing like your own bed that you're used to.
Yep. Yeah, no question. Yeah, and plus, you know, my wife. And so, you know, I like to, you know, cuddle with my wife and give her hugs and, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, it's overrated.
Well, all right. If you feel so. I enjoy it. So, I miss that for, you know, a while. So.
Nice. Things are starting to get back to normal then.
Yeah. Yeah. Not bad. Not bad at all. Probably going to have to eat some of those sweet potatoes next week.
Yeah, you haven't gotten into them things yet?
No, we were going to try and do that this last weekend, and it just, yeah.
But you can't eat them all.
We could.
Before they go bad. You got a lot of them things.
We could. They'll last all winter. They'll last a good 3 months, so I think we probably can.
All right.
If not, we'll put some up.
Challenge initiated.
There you go. I mean, because you can just bake them like a potato. They're really good.
You can.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we do.
Yeah. You can also cut them up.
Don't forget to poke a hole in them first.
Cut them up into cubes and roast them with some other veggies and like a roasted chicken with sweet potatoes and onions and some other good stuff. Fresh garlic and yum, 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 yum.
I'm hungry. Stop.
Why are you hungry? Oh, it's almost dinner time. It's almost dinner time. I know. That's why. Well, you got some
sweet potatoes. We do dinner early, man.
You got some sweet potatoes. You could do that.
Yeah, we can. That her right there?
She just left.
I saw the curtain open.
She just left.
Oh.
She's like, I'm not going to sit in here and listen to this.
Two old guys talking about stuff I don't care about.
Right? Pretty much. I'm a dog. This doesn't make any sense to me at all.
So, I got a question for you. This has been, I don't know, certain members of my family. Like, I just have a question for the audience. Maybe you could put, I won't even try to contaminate your ideas. The front appendages on a dog, are they arms or are they legs? Put your answer down below. Let me know. Let's leave it at that. Don't do it. I want to hear what they have to say.
Let me ask the expert.
You're one of them people, aren't you?
Hey. Hey. Let me ask you a question. Are these legs or arms?
She said, they're forgetting pets.
That's the right answer.
That's what she said.
Nice.
And you're wrong, by the way.
I'll die on this hill.
It's a how many legged creature?
Two.
It's known as a quadruped.
They're arms. Just saying. Cats have hands.
Cats have hands.
They do.
They don't. They want to.
My cat has hands. It has thumbs. How can they not be hands?
Well, it has thumbs. That's just a genetic malformation.
True enough.
Can you imagine?
Their hands all day.
Can you imagine how terrifying that would be if, like, your dog came, you got a dog and came running up. It was like, oh, flop, 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 flop. And it was like, just grabbed something, like grabbed a ball and put it in its mouth. You'd just be like, I don't like this at all.
Well, when your dog shakes, I mean, you shake hands with people, right? You don't shake somebody's foot.
If they had four just feet, saying. I would. I'm just saying.
Anyway, I'm sure our extended audience can solve this completely. Yeah. Put a poll down there.
I was on a work call earlier, and someone was telling me about their trip to the zoo in Nebraska. This is apparently a really good zoo. It's supposed to be like one of the best zoos. And they have a walkway and somewhere on this walkway is a path that intersects it. And at a certain period of time during the day, they take the giraffes from one area and it goes across this human walkway, right? All these giraffes. And I was like, well, that's interesting. And he's like, yeah. And they lead the giraffes and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, so I'm assuming they use leashes. Did they put them around the bottom of the neck or the top of the neck? He stopped. He goes, I don't think they were using leashes. We all started laughing. A valid question, though. Would it be the top or the bottom of the neck?
Fair enough.
It's a big neck.
So, people that dress up their dogs, how do they put pants on their dogs? Just asking.
Not how you would think.
Do you wear pants on your arms? No. No, you don't. Just saying.
Right. Right. But keep in mind that clothing is not a dog thing. That's a human thing. And we're trying to fit it onto something that doesn't need or use clothing. So we took our own clothing style and went, well, yeah, this will work. Put a t-shirt on the dog, doesn't change its front feet to be hands.
Speaking of clothing, you got a flannel on today. Must be chilly there, huh?
Yeah, it's, you know, winter is here. It's, you know, 40 or something today. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it got cold. Real cold. It's cold for us. It was 31 when I woke up. And then an hour later I checked and it was 31. An hour later I checked and it was 31. And the sun was out this whole time. So, it's cold.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
How are your vanilla plant doing up in the bathroom?
They're good, although I don't know. I may have screwed up and I may lose one of them. During the whole time with chaos, I wasn't spending time upstairs, so my routine of misting the vanilla plants kind of, oops. But they are orchids, so they're very tolerant. They're like a succulent, essentially. So I misted them, but the one looks rather unhappy. The other one looks okay. So, yeah. We'll see. Oops.
Well, priorities.
Yes.
I think you made the right choice.
Well, without question. Yeah. I don't really care about the vanilla plants as much. You know? So, yeah. No question the right. But, you know, like I said, I don't think we're ever going to get vanilla beans from them. It's not, you know, I'd have to set up like a climate controlled area for them. Not going to do that. Although, well, with the amount of vanilla beans we've been going through lately, it probably would be an economical thing for me to do is to set up something where we could grow our own. But
vanilla beans are expensive.
They are. And I can understand why.
The good ones.
Well, yeah. And I can understand why, right? I mean, you don't get that many beans from a plant, and the plant takes over a year to produce the beans, and the plant requires a very, very specific humidity and temperature range as kind of a constant, you know, any deviation outside of that. And it's like, I mean, very specific. It's like 79 to 80 degrees. And
that's it?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, where do you get this? And they're like, equator. I'm like, oh, right. Yeah. Gets hot there. But I mean, there is a period of time during the winter months where it's going to be right around 79, 80 degrees.
Where do they grow those, like, natively?
Madagascar, I think.
Oh, okay.
India. I'm not positive, to be honest with you. But I think, like, you know, that region is where they're grown mostly, but I think they may also be grown. I don't know. I really don't. Yeah. I think probably a lot of them are grown in greenhouses, to be honest.
Probably just way easier to buy them on Amazon.
Probably, but easy isn't always the best way to do something.
That's true.
So,
speaking of Amazon, how did you fare for all the Black Friday and Cyber Monday stuff? Did you get suckered into buying useless crap that you had no need for?
No.
Oh, no? Good. Mm-mm. Good for you.
And I'm done with Christmas shopping now.
Nice.
Well, I may have to do a couple of small things, but...
Hold on. Plan ahead.
It was easy. We're pretty easy as far as that stuff goes. We try not to be crazy or anything like that.
Gift card.
I like to make it something personal. I don't care if you want to take it back and return it and get something else. That's fine. But make it something personal, you know? Give them something good. Someday won't.
Nice.
Yeah.
Socks. Underwear.
Here's what I usually ask for. Socks, underwear, Carhartt shirts. Sweatpants.
Yeah, well, you're kind of picky in the sweatpant department. We don't want to go down that road, like, again, but...
One more time.
Until I wouldn't want to be the one responsible for buying you sweatpants.
Right.
Well, let's just put it that way.
Until the industry changes its evil ways and goes back to the right way of doing things, and there is a right way. Yes.
Speaking of, this would be a great place to put our little segue into our merchandise thing if we were selling Space Tomatoes branded sweatpants with our faces on the butt.
Uh-huh.
I still think it's a great idea.
It might be.
Just saying.
Might be. It might be. You know what?
You want the left cheek or you want the right cheek?
You know what we could do? You know what we could do? What's I bet that? You we could get them branded, printed with branding on them. I just saw a video. Funny dude, I don't remember his channel or anything. I just come across his videos here and there, but funny dude, and he was testing out a product that he got, and it's called the Testacuzzi.
The what?
And he describes it as a giblets jacuzzi or a jacuzzi for your giblets.
What? Yeah, I have zero interest in that.
It has a little thing and two little giblet containing areas and then a little padded bench rest for the fellow to rest upon while you're getting
and what is the purpose of this thing?
Koozie.
Just like while you're sitting there? No.
But it seems like it would be a cool Space Tomato branded thing.
I guess. You can brand that one yourself. You can just leave me completely off that one.
Put a picture of your face on there.
You're right. No thanks.
Oh, man. I think it'd be funny.
You could get those like little screw lid beer koozie things. Next time, next year when I have a chick beer, I can put one in there. Beep. That'd be neat.
It's a jacuzzi for your space tomatoes.
Yeah, right? We almost have tomatoes, real tomatoes.
That's nice.
They're getting there.
That's really
got little tiny ones.
I'm a little envious. I should light my tent back up and get some tomatoes going. I just laughed so hard I cried. Can't see straight right now.
That's a good thing, right?
It is.
It's supposed to be healing.
Oh, okay. The Testacuzzi.
Yeah, I knew you were thinking about that again.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I could be able to get it out of your brain for a while now.
I'll send you the video. You'll
maybe you can pop up like a picture of one of them things on there so everybody can see what you're talking about.
I will. Yeah, I might even link the dude's channel. Oh, and this will probably come out late. I apologize. I'm leaving tomorrow, which is Thursday, and we usually release on Friday, and this is Wednesday, and scheduling's been kind of messed up. Alpaca, Thanksgiving, my dog, and we're leaving tomorrow to go to a funeral on the other side of the United States. So... A lot going on. My apologies for being late and not getting things out on time. I'm human, man.
Speaking about flying. All right. Are you ready? I wasn't going to bring it up, but I'm going to bring it up.
I know what you're going to do.
I'm going to set you into a little rant mode here, probably. So did you? I'm sure you know about it because I told you about it. But apparently, the TSA says that you don't have to have a real ID to fly. But if you decide not to have one, we're going to charge you $49 for the convenience of not having one.
Yeah.
So as someone who I know you don't have one, what do you think about that nonsense?
Well, yeah.
Are you going to pay the $49? You're going to go down and get the real ID.
It's 45.
Oh, it's 45. My bad.
And it kicks in. Supposed to kick in February 1st.
Oh, okay. So you're kind of sliding in underneath there.
Well, you know, no, I'm not going to get a real ID. No.
As somebody who doesn't fly, I don't really care either way. But I know you travel a little bit more than I do.
It's ridiculous. My ID has been real my whole life, and all of a sudden it just, oh, no, it's not real. You can't fly. Here it comes. Here it comes. Go fuck yourself. Okay.
I knew it was coming.
And they constantly use this privileged, or, you know, privileged travel as what air travel is. No, it's not. It's for the common man. It is no longer a privileged thing. In the 1950s, it was privileged. In the 1960s, it was a little less privileged. In the 1970s, it became the common man's travel. In the 1980s and 90s, it became even more. Now we have freaking Spirit Airlines, and you're telling me this is a privileged mode of transportation? It's cheaper than driving across the country. So, no, that holds zero water. Okay. So on top of that, I have a constitutionally protected right to travel. You can't put any test on that. Now, you can claim for safety, you can do all that stuff, but you can't just go, oh, well, that was a safe ID yesterday, it's not a safe ID today. I'm sorry, that doesn't fly. There's no way you can pass any litmus test for that in any way, shape, or form. So again, go fuck yourself. And then on top of it comes this, what they're calling a fee, okay? Which fees and penalties, okay? There's a very big, big thing here. Number one, this is a penalty. It's not a fee. Well, it's a fee for not complying, which is called a what? Penalty. If it were a fee for additional services, then that's a different deal. They can do that. But this is a penalty. It is literally listed as a penalty without saying it's a penalty because they want to ram it through. And you know, the real reason they're doing this is to, you know, force compliance. It's kind of like the whole COVID jab thing, right? Oh, well, people aren't getting it. Well, what do we do? Hey, if you want to work, you got to get jabbed. There you go. You're going to lose your job. Now you're going to go do it, aren't you? No, still not going to do it. This is the same thing. Oh, well, you know, this, here you go. 45. There you go. It's a penalty, and penalties cannot be applied in a random fashion. It cannot be applied in a manner. A fee cannot be applied in a random fashion. It cannot be applied in a manner that is not fair and equitable across the board. Okay, so it's a penalty, right? And they have no right to penalize you.
So is it? I didn't really look into it that much. Is that a one-time fee, or do they charge you like each time you do it?
One time, and it lasts for 10 days.
10 days.
Yep. And that's wow. The other thing is, I'm not certain how that comes across, but part of it they're saying is, you know, one of the options is biometric scanning. No. Absolutely not.
What is that exactly?
You know, facial recognition, that kind of crap. Now,
you don't think they have that already?
I'm sure they do, but I haven't allowed them to do it. Okay. That's a big difference. Okay. So you may have stolen something from me. And you may have it somewhere, but I haven't allowed you to do that. And if you ever attempt to use it, that gives me legal recourse. Okay.
If you go into any retail establishment, they already have that stuff too.
Sure. But if I give it to you, then that's a different deal. And here's the problem. They've already lost my social security. My social security information got leaked by the government. Now, I can change. I can go to the SSA and I can apply and get a new social security number and blah, blah, blah. If I get my password leaked, I can change that info. I could change my bank card. I could change to a different bank account. I could do all this stuff to mitigate a leak. But once you've leaked facial recognition data or fingerprints or palm prints or any of this kind of stuff, I can't change my face. I can't get a new hand. I can't do that, right? So you have leaked something that is permanently impacting to my life, my privacy, everything.
Mm.
Sorry, no, you don't get that from me. Okay, now I have way more motivation than just that, but that's the basic, that's the basis of it. If I talk to an individual, well, why? You know, what's your deal with that? That's why. You've already leaked my information, proving that you cannot be trusted with my information. Proving it. Well, it's already out there. I haven't approved of it. I haven't given anyone a legal right to take that information, store it, and use it. Okay? If I agree to do this, I am doing that. So, no, I'm not doing it.
So, what is the other option? If you don't have that ID, they just put on the gloves and tell you to bend over and cough, or...
No, I mean, they go through...
How do they get you through there?
They go through, basically, they just scan you for, you know, the little swab stuff and look in your bag, and they're like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you can tell that it's all just to inconvenience you and to push you to get this ID.
And what's the real end game that to want to have everybody get a real ID for?
Well, it's just so it's compliance, right? Big thing with it is compliance, and you can bet your butt that what is coming is digital IDs. Okay, the ecosystem's built. It was built up a long time ago, but it was really built up during the pandemic, and then now you've got Apple and Google already offering digital ID services on their stuff in their ecosystem, and people already using them. So eventually digital ID will become a thing. And once digital ID comes a thing, that prison door just slams shut behind you.
So how do you handle somebody that does not have a digital wallet per se, like a phone?
That's a good question. It's one that's been asked. I don't have an answer. My guess is the government will do something stupid like increase our debt even more by providing a free phone to everyone so you can have your digital ID.
Don't they already do that?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Not really.
But I thought they already did that.
No, I mean, in this case, all people. You all get a phone. You must carry it.
They'll probably, maybe they'll offer you like a free implantable microchip, like in your right hand or your forehead or something. Just saying.
That's what I got to say to that.
I don't know. Just a guess, man.
Yeah, it's one of those things, right? It's you know, there is a question on that, right? But my guess is they'll give you a device that you'll just have to carry with you, and it'll be like your license. If you're out and about, you have to carry your license with you. Why? Well,
yeah,
for identification. For what? Well, in case we need to know who you are.
Yeah.
You don't need. You have no need unless I've done something wrong, criminal, right?
That's how it's supposed to work.
Right. Exactly. It's how it's supposed to work. Yeah. That's always comforting right there, right?
I mean, you know, I won't lie and say that I haven't seen some body cam videos of illegally demanding ID for certain things.
Oh, but yeah. I mean, it's commonplace. It's a big, big tactic for police to use. Is just demand your ID and make it, they'll try and make you believe that they have every right in the world to capture your ID. And they don't, right? In most cases, they don't. You know, there are states with different laws and you should familiarize yourself with those. But like in my state, you have to have a reasonable, articulable suspicion that I've committed a crime. Right.
Or are about to commit a crime.
Right.
Yes. Either one of those.
Exigent circumstances. Right. But you have to be able to show that. It has to be, again, reasonable, articulable suspicion. It can't just be like, well, you know, you're suspicious. That, okay.
Yeah, suspicious is not a crime.
No, it's not. And so they can't just take your ID. Now, most people don't know this and they'll just give it to them. But you have every right in the world. You can certainly comply, give your ID and, you know, do your thing and whatever you want to do, right? But you don't have to. It is a violation of your rights for them to even ask, okay? Right? But at the same point, it's not, because they can ask you and you can just say no. It's a violation of your rights if they then say they're going to arrest you for this offense that is not an offense, right? And they'll usually try and use something like disorderly conduct or resisting arrest, right? It's like, how do you get arrested for nothing but the sole charge of resisting arrest? You didn't just go up there and go, well, I'm arresting you for resisting arrest. What was I on? What was I resisting? Being arrested. Well, you can't. What? What are you arresting me for? Resisting.
I think I would caution people, though, that either like get informed about these things or just don't. I wouldn't try to play the middle ground to like thinking you know stuff, because that's how you really get in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
And half the story.
And the other thing is, and I will say this, right, is, you know, in those interactions, regardless of your personal feelings, my personal feelings, or anyone else's personal feelings, there are multiple humans involved. Right. And that's going to bring in personality and ego and temper and a whole lot of other things. So,
no.
Yeah. So realize that that's where you are. Right. You're not dealing with a robot or an automaton. Right. So you need to be aware of what you're doing. You should be well versed in what you're saying, and you should have all of the facts and be able to articulate them. Don't just give someone a hard time because, you know, you believe this is wrong. Go educate yourself. Understand what the law is, what is, what isn't, etc. On these certain topics, right? I mean, here's the funny thing. You could never, no one person other than like maybe someone who is, you know, touched. And I mean, you know, like, you know, there's probably maybe a handful of these people in the world at any given time.
Maybe.
But, you know, someone, an autistic person that literally, or a person that is just, you know, everything they see is captured. Usually that's someone with, you know, autism or something on the spectrum, but not always. Other than that, there's no way you could know the law. There's just no way. You just can't. I'm sorry. You could spend your whole life studying it, your whole life, and never know the law, you know? So know the important pieces. Know, like, does my state allow stop an ID? If it doesn't, then they don't have a right. What are the circumstances that allow them to ID me? If I'm a passenger in a vehicle, can they ask for my ID? Under what circumstances can they? Because, you know, in most states, they can't just stop you and ask for your ID. In most states, if they stop you in a vehicle and you were the passenger, screw off. Don't even talk to me, dude. Go away. I don't know who you are. You're stopping that guy for driving the car.
Unless you, like, don't have your seatbelt on, and then they can use that for a reason.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Arguing on the side of the road is not going to typically solve anything either, because they're just going to exert their authority upon you.
Right. And that's the other thing. Learn how to do this without arguing, right? Don't become verbally combative. Just know what you're talking about. Be calm, be polite. And that's the best course of action, right?
Yeah. I mean, in watching these videos, I do have a few like pro tips if people want to hear about them. Like if you're going to fill your truck or your car with several hundred pounds of drugs, do not speed.
Oh. Are you sure about and that? Make sure,
and make sure your license plate light is working. That's another one.
Well, there's a good question.
They seem to like to use that one.
How do you get in the trunk because the license plate light isn't working? It's a fix-it ticket. You write the ticket? Okay, I'm going on my way.
I don't know, man. No, they'll get the dog, and then no matter what,
for what?
The handler just tells the dog to...
Let me get the dog.
Yeah.
Very suspicious not having a license plate light.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of crap, dude, that just kills me, right?
The interdiction squad comes in.
Right? And it's like, wow. Yeah.
Yep.
I remember being in court for a traffic... No, it wasn't a traffic offense. I don't remember... that was for work. I was in court for work. I was with someone else. I was a different career and was trying to help people that had issues with dependency. Anyway, there was a guy before the person I was there with got called up and, you know, they were going through it and they found like, I don't know, like 50 pounds of cocaine in the guy's trunk.
That's a lot.
Dude, he got let off.
What?
He got let go.
How'd he manage that?
Good lawyer. Wow. Very good lawyer. It's not considered reasonable to pull someone over, set them on the curb for an extended period of time while you try and find a reason to come up with to search a vehicle, which is what they did. And they held him on the curb in handcuffs for 45 minutes. And the court determined that any longer than 30 minutes is just, that's too much time. Unless, I mean, at that point, within 30 minutes, if you haven't come up with a reason that you've still got this gentleman, like at that point, they should be in the back of the car by now, like within 30 minutes. You shouldn't need more than that, right? And so because of that, they held him for longer than was appropriate. And I can't remember what the term for it was. But, you know, basically holding him against his will. But I don't remember what the term was, but they let him go. They dismissed the case. That's it. Dropped all charges. Wow. Yeah. I bet they kept the cocaine.
Interesting. What's it? They didn't give it back to him?
I don't know. Maybe not. I'm guessing. I don't know. I didn't, you know, they didn't talk about any of that. It was just, case dismissed, charges, you know, all charges are dropped, the case is dismissed. Do better.
The policeman's ball was pretty lit that year, I bet.
I'll bet. Yeah. No kidding. Look, we see his 49 pounds. Oh, I'm sorry. 47 pounds of cocaine. Oh, what? Oh, it was only 20. I'm sorry. 20 pounds of. Yeah, and they're saying it's 10. Okay, so 10 pounds. A pound of cocaine was found today. A pound. A whole pound. Do you know how bad that is?
And the best part, even if you know your laws in your state, like somehow know all of them, you cross those state lines and it's all could be all completely different.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's gotten people messed up a whole bunch of times on all kinds of stuff. Some poor lady was in Florida doing something and she's a user of Kratom. And
what I've heard that I remember like they used to have signs at the flea market selling that stuff. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I've never used it. What is that?
So I've never used it. And I'm not super knowledgeable about it, but it's a plant, right? And so
I knew it was a plant. Yeah.
Yeah. So you take this plant and it's got some effects that are similar in nature, I guess, to opioids, right?
Really?
It can be addicting. For sure.
So, and just like the pain management, or does it get you kind of loopy too?
You can,
or both.
You can get loopy off of it from my understanding, but I have a couple of friends and one of them went through a bunch of medical stuff and she was really badly hooked up on opioids and someone suggested to her and she wanted to get off of them. Right. But every time she started lowering and trying to get off of them, not only was she dealing with the dependency portion of it, but she was also dealing with the fact that the pain didn't, you know, dissipate, right? So, you know, increasing the pain level and taking on the dependency. So someone suggested try Kratom, and she did, and she managed to get herself completely off opioids. And at that point, trimmed down the Kratom pretty radically, and I think she was using it maybe once a day, maybe not even fully every day, right? Just a few times or when needed or something. It's got a lot of good stories like that where people are like, yeah, this changed my life, right? Similar to cannabis. Cannabis has done the same for a lot of people. And so they're, you know, again, they don't, you know, they don't, that's problematic. Because now you can just go get this plant over the counter off the shelf, and, you know, these pharmaceutical companies aren't getting paid. And, you know, of course, once that happens, then their lobbyists go to town and they're like, this stuff's evil. Oh my God, people are getting addicted to it. You should put them on opioids.
So is it illegal, or is it like every state's different, or is it illegal everywhere now?
Every state's different. And so this poor lady was in Florida and she picked up some kratom, right? Which is legal in most states, I think, the majority of them, I think. And she was driving back home, right? And she drove across the Georgia state line, got pulled over, got found with kratom, and ended up getting locked up for it. So something you could buy over the counter and then just, you know, drive off. And it was kratom, right? So it wasn't like, oh, this is a known illicit substance. Georgia's just very hardcore on that stuff. And so they, you know, she got locked up, put in jail for something that silly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything that threatens the pharmaceutical companies or big business in general will typically get legislation created for it. It's all about the money.
It's always about the money.
It is.
I've found that.
It is.
That's how it seems.
If you look, well, it is. You look hard enough, it always comes back to money. Money or power, but really, what's the difference?
That's true enough.
So, yeah, I mean, like I said, I've never tried the stuff. I don't know too terribly much about it. I've kind of looked into it a couple of times here and there just to see, like, is this something that I should, you know, keep in my back pocket, not like keep it in my back pocket for me, but like, you know, if I end up with an injury or something that's requiring opiates, should I look into doing this instead, or, you know, whatever the case is. But I just haven't, you know, hasn't been a thing. So don't know. Look, it's a plant, man. We have no business regulating plants. I'm sorry. It's a freaking plant. Okay? What? You know, oh, that plant. You can't have that plant. That plant is, you know, whew.
No, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, it's silly. It's silly, silly, silliness.
It is pretty silly.
Plants give life. Some of them more life than others.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll have to look into that stuff more. I think it used to be legal, and then they made it illegal. So I'm not really sure.
It's still legal in some way, shape, or form, because they sell it around here.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. I think so. Been a while since I've been to a shop that sold it, but there's a vape shop near us that also sells other stuff. And they always have kratom. When I've gone in there, there's, like, you know, portion of their little section of stuff is kratom stuff. Yeah. So I think it's state by state at this point, because I think honestly, you know, regulating that at the federal level, it's like, for what? Well, it might be addictive compared to opioids. I don't think so. I don't know. I just don't know.
Don't know either.
I think we have better things to do with our time than regulating plants.
That's right. Like making sure everybody has a functioning license plate illumination on their vehicle.
Right. Yeah, they're very important. Very important. Very important stuff. That's for your own safety. Other drivers may not know what's going on if they can't see your license plate, right?
That's right.
I'm going with brake lights on that one, maybe. Turn signals, headlights are good, you know.
And if they ever ruled that book out, I don't know what they would use for probable cause to pull everybody over.
Right? Yeah. Just create the license plates so they glow in the dark. Problem solved.
Yeah, they almost kind of do, don't they?
They're reflective. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be better if they
they just passed a thing in Florida that any kind of license plate frame is illegal now. Even like frame the ones you get from the car dealer that they put on there. What's that?
The frame or the cover?
Yeah, you cannot put a license plate frame around the outside of your license plate.
Why?
If it covers any wording, even like the My Florida thing at the top, or yeah, it's illegal. If it covers any portion of the decal.
I can understand.
I mean, I think they were trying to outlaw these people that are going through the toll roads and having these, you know, kind of like full covers on them, or these people who got the flippy plates that,
yeah,
you know, but anything that obscures your license plate whatsoever is illegal, including like the ones that dealers use to put on there with their logo on it or whatever.
Well, at least it's not
as bad. They can use that as PC to pull you over.
Well, at least it's not as bad as California. Now all the kids in California, 16 and under, have to ride in a booster seat unless they meet certain requirements. I saw that.
That's ridiculous. That's so stupid.
15-year-old kid getting in the car in a booster seat. Like, dude.
Yeah, that would not happen.
Dude. Just, you want to talk nanny state. There you are, right there. That's it. Mm. Keeping us safe, right there. The important things, you know?
Fuck. Anyway.
You just, what? And there are people out there that look at this stuff and go, yay, what a win.
Really?
There have to be.
You would think, but I don't know anybody that would be like, that's a great idea.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, maybe they've never met a 16-year-old in person in their life or something.
It's very possible. I mean, keep in mind these are all primarily like senior citizen, 80-year-olds in office, right?
Yeah.
They're not really in touch with reality. Mm. Most of them are millionaires. Multi-millionaires. So once again, also not in touch with reality. They fly on private jets and military transport and get free housing and free car and all this crap. And so these are basically spoon-fed, you know, silver spoon in the mouth elite fucks making up legislation with no idea, none whatsoever. They haven't lived in the real world in 40 freaking years.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I do not have a 16-year-old, nor have I ever had one, but I have been a 16-year-old, and I could just tell you, like, if I didn't want to do something, it ain't happening. Certainly, sitting in a booster seat was not going to happen. I can tell you that right now.
Dude, growing up, I used to lay across the... I would get in the car with my grandmother, and she would have me close the seatbelt first and then get in the car. So it would stop the stupid buzzer.
Mm.
Okay? And now we're...
They had buzzers back then? Or seatbelts?
Her Lincoln did. Yeah, Lincoln Continental or whatever it was. Big four-door car. Gigantic, like a bus. Like four cars. Like a whole car in the cabin, a whole car for the hood, and a whole car for the trunk on this thing.
And I miss old cars, man.
Yeah.
They all kind of look the same now.
Yeah. And, you know, but, you know, so this is the progress society has made. Like, we've gone to the point where, like, teenagers need to sit in booster seats in cars? Come on. I mean, come on. What kind of joke is this? I mean, sometimes don't you just, like, you read something and you just... start looking for the freaking hidden camera, right? It's like, I know it's in here somewhere. This is all for
Where's React Alan Funt?
Videos, right?
Yeah. This is a candid camera, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know the guy somewhere.
Surprise! You're on candid camera. No, actually, it's real legislation. I guess. Great. Yay. I don't know. What the fuck? Like, what do you like, go to California on vacation, you get busted because your 15-year-old wasn't in a booster seat in the
Uber. Is it based on age or, like, height and weight or just...
Well, it is, but you... and I, again, I don't have all the info, but what I read said that you have to... if you want to not use the booster seat, then you have to go to a police station and have, you know, make sure that weight and height and everything are sufficient. And I just don't see tourists doing that. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's like a height thing, I mean,
Dude, if it's a height thing, I know adults that won't fit. I mean, come on.
Yeah, me too. She's in the other room.
Oh, you're so mean.
I had to put pedal extensions on her for one of our cars we own.
Dude, just 4x4 blocks and some zip ties.
It was 2x4s with all right. Grip tape on them.
There you go.
Yeah, we had a stick shift. She couldn't reach the clutch enough. It worked.
That's awesome. I love it. You gotta love that.
Back in the day.
I would consider that a positive note to end on.
She was pretty good at it. She didn't know how to drive a stick. She learned. She did good. She stole my Mustang one day while I was at work.
But now here's the question. Can she drive one without the wood blocks?
She has. It just depends on what it is. And that particular vehicle, it was just a little bit... I mean, well, you know, I don't know how safe it is because she's like sitting on the steering wheel.
Well, I was just,
like, you know, like right up to it.
I'm more wondering, like, modern car with, like, you know, the pedals that'll, you know, come in, come out, so you can, you know, adjust the pedals as well, right? If the pedals,
they don't have very many stick shifts anymore.
If the pedals did, if she could reach them, would she need the wood blocks to still drive the stick shift, or do you think she'd be able to do just pedals?
Just the pedals, okay. Probably.
Then that's fine. So it's a great training aid. Mm. You use this for kids. Teach your 9-year-old drive stick.
Right? Are there any stick? I think there's a couple left. I don't think there's many.
Yeah, you have to, a lot of times you have to actually special order them. Believe it or not, when I had my Cobra, I actually had to order a manual transmission. Like, who would order?
I think Cobras are only manual.
Nope.
Yeah, no. I'd put money on it.
I'm positive it's not.
I'll put money on it.
Okay, go ahead.
I think Cobras are only available in a manual.
Mm-hmm. Not
I'm gonna
the case.
Die on that hill.
It's not the case.
We'll look. Now, we'll put the answer up here.
I'm not talking about a Shelby Cobra, right?
No, any
Mustang Cobra.
I don't think Cobras were available in an automatic period.
Yeah, that's what I was told. They had an automatic, and I was like, I don't want automatic. I want a manual.
I don't think they GTs. Yes. I don't think Cobras.
Mm-hmm. It's the same car. It just goes through the SVT for the engine.
No.
It is.
No.
It's the same damn
it's
car.
It's not the same.
It is.
No, it's not the
same.
The
engine is vastly different. The rest of the car, same, same.
Okay.
What's different about it? Oh, and the brake calipers. The brake calipers are very different.
Yeah,
as well.
The brakes, the suspension.
There's some
lots
odds,
of different things.
But like the whole body. The interior,
I mean, the shell of the body is the same.
The
sure.
Electronics, all that stuff is the same. It literally is the engine components. The suspension is not really that different.
You're gonna have a bunch of angry Mustang people on here,
dude. I owned one. I owned one. I loved it. I modified the crap out of it too. I don't know that there was anything different about the suspension, the brake calipers for sure. Big,
yeah, they'd have different coils in there.
Big rotors, big calipers. And the engine, without question. In fact, it even had a metal plate stamped on it with the you know, signature and the number out of how many were made that year. Mine was like 1,922 out of 5,000 that year. So, yeah, it was a fun car. Very fun.
Yep.
Very fun. So maybe the dealership lied to me, but I don't think so. They said they had one, manual, white.
I think they did.
Tan leather interior, white exterior.
You know where I'm going right after this?
Do it now.
Right to Google.
Do it now.
I don't have to do it now. We can look it up later.
Go ahead.
We can put the results on here right before we sign off.
All right.
Hey, everybody, here are the results right here.
I don't know what he's pointing at. He's pointing at me. I'm the result.
You gotta put a plaque up. That's gonna say
I'm the result.
With a Google AI assistant answer.
He said there's the result. It's over there.
Maybe it's over there.
Over there. It can't be over there. There's nothing over there.
Okay.
All right. All right, folks. Well, thank you again for joining us for another episode of the Space Tomatoes podcast. Again, my apologies for getting things out a little bit late. This one might, I'm going to hope I can get it out, but I don't know. No promises. So it might be late as well. You might be seeing this next week. Fingers crossed I can get it done. Who knows? Maybe I'll just throw it up there and screw it. Low quality. No, I don't want to do that either. But anyway, thank you for joining us once again. We really do appreciate you. You can find us on YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Podcast Addict, Podbean, X, as well as on Telegram, where you can join our channel by opening any browser and type t.me/spacetomatoes, all one word, and you'll get into our Telegram chat, where you can chat with us, share memes with us, look at some additional information from some episodes, and download the episodes there, and watch them, do whatever you want. What else? Was there anything else? No news? No updates? Okay, everything's good. All right, well, hey, wherever you are, whenever you're watching this, have an amazing day.
See you, everybody. Thanks for stopping by.